1027 Breakfast.
As per usual, on a Thursday morning, we invite Reverend Shona into the studio, and she's here this morning. Hello, Shona.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a Thursday, the weekend's around the corner, and the Springboks are playing. It's a good week. It's a good week.
And I'm sure they're going to win.
I'm sure they are.
And Simon's going to freeze, but yeah, that's okay.
Why have you brought knitting needles into the studio this morning?
Because I've been inspired by 13-year-old Anya Rosen from Slovenia, and I've borrowed this knitting from two parishioners.
Yes.
And I'm giving it to you, Simon.
Yes.
To complete the squares while I'm talking.
Oh, right.
You're a brave woman.
So here's your knitting.
Yeah. Have you ever knitted before, Hill? Ever?
I think I've done a stint with Carolyn Stain's crew.
Oh, it's very easy.
I've seen you knitting.
I was a nitwit once.
Very easy.
Okay, so it's over, under, over. Okay, I got it. Go, go, go.
And I'm going to be checking. If you drop a stitch, you're going to cause more to fall. So we're going to be checking that knitting.
All right, I'm sure I'll.
I'm nervous.
Yes. On your marks, get set, go.
Okay.
Anya asked to do a piece of art depicting peace. What she produced for me was absolutely stunning. She had two hands with knitting needles, hence the knitting today. Mm. The stitches in the knitting are people of all colours being knitted together into that one piece. She said that her drawing represents the land that binds us and unites us. Simon, please concentrate on your knitting.
Sorry.
And humans are woven together. If someone gives up, others are going to fall. We're all connected to our planet, she said, and to each other, but unfortunately we are little aware of it. And we are woven together. Other people weave alongside my story, Anya said, and I weave theirs. She won an international award for this artwork, and I'm not at all surprised. So let's think about this for a moment, because I think it makes perfect sense. All of us are aware of the loss that we feel when someone in our circle leaves. Whether they're leaving the country or leaving this earth, and I think, Simon, you're going to feel that when your son goes overseas.
Mm.
There's a huge void. But I wonder if you've noticed how other people that were connected to you through them also leave your circle, making that hole bigger and bigger. And I think we see that when our children leave school, actually. That connection with the other parents, we don't have anymore.
Mm.
I found that with my mom's passing, I no longer get all the news about all my cousins, and I have a lot of them, and the old family friends. And that's why her piece of art really hit home. Because I think we're privileged to have people in our circle, and we sometimes forget how important those people are and how they do weave alongside our story and directly in our story. If we look at the rugby that's coming up, it's obvious in the team. If someone can't convert the try, we lose points. People start missing tackles, and it might be one player who's playing badly. It affects the entire team.
Mm.
But if we look at our lives, we find it a little less obvious. So I want us to think about those stitches, those people making up the stitches in the knitting. We get busy, we're stressed, we have a lot to do. We don't look after those people in our circles, we forget to check on them, and yet they're an integral part of our lives. In fact, we're all connected, just some are closer than others. So now as I take this knitting back from Simon and Simon.
I'd just like to point out.
Yours is worse.
No, it's not.
Yours is terrible.
I feel sorry for the people that, with Carolyn said, I feel very sorry for the ones that you knitted. They're freezing, those people.
Oh, you guys. And I don't know what I'm going to say to these two ladies that I borrowed this knitting from, but I'm going to fix it. It's going to take a bit of time and effort, but obviously I can do it. I'm going to have to pick up a lot of stitches from the two of you. But what we need to remember is that that's just knitting and we can fix it. But when a person is dropped, things start to unravel. It's not always easy to pick it up and fix it. And it's not always possible to heal it.
Mm.
So let's today, in the midst of our busyness, pause, reflect on who's weaving alongside us, who's in our story. Take a moment to thank them. Check on them. They may not be okay, but they just don't want to bother us. The more we check in on each other, the stronger we all are. And in the words of Anya, if someone gives up, others will fall. So let's not let anyone fall. As I take back my knitting from the two of you.
Yes, you can have this now.
Thank you.
That's terrible. Thank you. Always good words of wisdom.
We tried, Shona. We tried.
You tried very hard. I'll give you that.
All right, Shona's back on Sunday between 6 and 6.30. And, of course, more on the socials a little later on this morning. Good morning.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.